Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
But let's start with political matters, because Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, has just been on his feet in the Dáil making a further statement about the controversy over his election expenses. Jed Nash from Labour now asking questions of the Minister. Earlier today, Michael Stone, the businessman who paid for some election postering for Minister Donoghue during the 2016 general election campaign, said he inadvertently misled Minister Pascal Donoghue and did provide further help to the minister during his 2020 Dáil campaign. We'll speak with Harry McGee of the Irish Times in just a second, but let's have a listen to the minister talking about Mr. Stone's involvement in 2020.
As I laid out in my statement to this House last Wednesday, I have been undertaking a review of my 2016 general election expenses in recent weeks. I also reviewed expenses incurred during the 2020 general election. In seeking to determine the full facts of the matter, I consulted with the local organisation in Fine Gael about any involvement from Michael Stone in both of those elections. The situation regarding support in 2016 was confirmed to me, and I made a statement to the Dáil and to the media in this regard. However, the situation regarding support provided in 2020 was unclear. There was some recollection by my team of support being provided by Mr. Stone in that year, but despite my asking directly a couple of times, Mr. Stone's view was that he had not provided such support. This was confirmed to me on more than one occasion. And then on Wednesday night, after my Dáil statement, I received a call from Mr. Stone telling me that a member of his team did recall support being provided in 2020 through the campaign team. This prompted his call to me.
That is Minister Pascal Donoghue speaking moments ago, and that exchange and questions and answer session is still ongoing in the Dáil. We'll give you updates up to the minute now, but let's analyse some of this with Harry McGee of the Irish Times. Harry, you're very welcome to the programme. So the Minister there giving some detail about how this story has changed in the last week or so and about Mr. Stone's involvement.
Yeah, this is the third bite that Pascal Donoghue has had of the cherry in relation to this issue, Cormac. He initially confirmed that postering work comprising €917 of postering work and €140 for a van was used in 2016. Then last week when he spoke to the Dáil, he spoke about Michael Stone buying raffle tickets for the Fine Gael Superdraw worth about €1,700 altogether. And he said that was his only spending. And now he's come back for a third time to confirm that Michael Stone, in fact, gave a donation by way of postering services for the 2020 election. And he explained the sequence of events that happened since last Wednesday. He said that on Wednesday evening, after he'd made a speech, he was contacted by Michael Stone to say that he had made a mistake and that one of his own team, Michael Stone's team, recalled that they did give him assistance in 2020. Pascal Donoghue said that he was unaware of that. Mm-hmm. And Michael Stone subsequently explained that he had paid a total of €864 for labour and €434.20 for the use of a number of vans.
And let's get the minister,
Mr. Donoghue, put up posters.
Let's get the minister in his own words on that, Harry. He reveals here in this clip the amount that wasn't declared for 2020 postering.
The details of the support provided are outlined in the statement from Mr. Stone, which he issued earlier today. I was unaware of any of these details prior to Wednesday night. Despite my best efforts in recent weeks to ensure the fullest account of the support given in both 2016 and 2020 was accurate, an amendment will be made to my 2020 general election expenses form of €864 for labour and €392.20 for vehicles for support received during the election period.
And since then, in the questioning session, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, and we'll hear from Sinn Féin later on in the programme, trying to ascertain what he got for that, how many posters were put up and so on.
In addition, I am now aware that an unauthorised corporate donation...
We'll come to that corporate donation in just a second. But Harry, trying to get more detail, I don't know since coming on air if they've all got that detail from Minister Pascal Donoghue.
No, I mean, he was just about to say there that he got an unauthorised corporate donation. So he hasn't made disclosures in relation to 2020. And he's also acknowledging that the use of the van, 434.20, was €234.20 above the allowable corporate donation. So he's had to give back €234 and has also had to tell SIPO that it was not an authorised donation. So technically, that is going to present a bit of a problem for him. Mm-hmm. So to the value of the postering, he said that he and his team, in conjunction with Mr. Stone, arrived at this commercial value. And the opposition have been questioning him very closely about how many posters were put up. How did he arrive at this value? There must have been a number of posters that tallied with the fee that was paid to the workers. And Mr. Donoghue has been unable to say how many posters. He said that the money was paid in relation to the hours that the workers spent and the duration for which the van was used. But the opposition, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin and now Jed Nash of the Labour Party, have been arguing that he can't arrive at a commercial value, put any commercial value on it, unless they know how many posters were put up. Because usually in these situations, the charges preferred to a candidate relates to the number of posters that have been erected and have been removed. One thing that he said that was interesting, Cormac, because a lot of people have been comparing his costs with those of Mary Fitzpatrick, who paid nearly €5,000 to erect and take down posters in 2016. Pascal Donoghue has argued that Michael Stone and his team only put up some of his posters, that the vast majority of his posters were put up by volunteers. And in fact, in a statement, he said that he thought until last week that all of the posters had been put up on a voluntary basis. So perhaps comparing his fees with those of Mary Fitzpatrick is not comparing like with like. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he is in difficulty explaining how he arrived at the commercial value that he is now submitting to SIPO.
And it's on that commercial value of the use of the commercial van and also assistance from the businessman Michael Stone in relation to payment to volunteers and so on, or workers, that is causing some difficulty. We got some new information about that corporate donation here from Minister Pascal Donoghue. Have a listen.
In addition, I am now aware that an unauthorised corporate donation of €434.20 was unknowingly received by Fine Gael Dublin Central. This was in the form of the use of vehicles, the commercial value of which exceeded the maximum allowable donation limit of €200. SIPO have been notified of this breach, and €234.20, the amount received in excess of the allowable limit, will be refunded to the designer group. An amendment will also be made this week to my election expenses to the value of €1,256 for the work carried out and for the use of vans up to polling day.
There you have some more information about that. How is this being received by the opposition, Harry?
Not very well, as you can imagine. And Piers Doherty was the first up on his feet, and he described the narrative that was given by Mr. Donoghue as a, quote, cock and bull story, unquote. He has accused Mr. Donoghue of reverse engineering the sums so that they will fit into the allowable limits. Now, that might be slightly undermined by the fact that Mr. Donoghue has admitted that the loans of the van worth €434 breached the allowable limits for corporate donations, which are very low, only €200 in the Irish context. The reason they're so low, Cormac, is because all of the parties get a lot of funding from the state. So subsequently, the donation limits are set very, very low, especially for corporations. That all arose, of course, from the Mahan Tribunal and the Moriarty Tribunal. These were some of the things that emerged from that. But having said that, the opposition, frankly, find it hard to believe that the narrative that Mr. Donoghue has given is credible. Jed Nash, when he stood up a couple of minutes ago, also questioned that. and said that it was impossible to put a commercial value on something to give it a value unless you knew how many posters were erected or taken down. And Mr. Donoghue was not able to supply that information.
OK, Harry McGee of the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed. There is one more clip I'll bring you, and it's an apology from Minister Pascal Donoghue. He has apologised to the Dáil and the constituents and the public, but also to Mr. Stone. Have a listen.
And I again apologise for the difficulties this has caused and for the distraction that it may have caused and does cause to the important work of government. I, Ciaran Corla, have always sought to hold myself and those around me to the highest of standards. Finally, I want to say that I deeply regret that this has caused the loss of Mr. Stone from the boards of both the Land Development Agency and the North East Inner City Task Force. He gave his time freely in an attempt to make a difference to the lives of those who faced significant challenges, and his experience will be a great loss to both organisations.
And that's Minister Pascal Donoghue in his statement moments ago, his second statement on this in the Dáil, and he's still on his feet answering questions from the opposition. And we will discuss and debate the fallout of this with Minister Neil Richmond of Fine Gael and Matt Carty of Sinn Féin just after 5 o'clock. 51551.